Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Last time on The Laundry Hour, we talked about beautiful girlhood. I am excited to walk through a new series of what it means to be a girl. What it means to be a girl after God's own heart. What is godly girlhood? Trying to figure out what godly womanhood is a big task on its own, but godly girlhood hopefully is the prequel to Let Me Be a Woman. So Beautiful Girlhood is a book that we are walking through. I'm excited to learn and I'm excited also to share. It's been cool to see how girlhood is a time for making ready for becoming a woman. So how can we give our little girls or little boys the right tools so that they can grow into who God has called them to be? Today's episode is called Character. The first half of this book, well, not half, maybe like a quarter, is talking about different types of characteristics that a girl should possess. But I think all of these characteristics fit for boys and girls. So the first one is just building character itself. That youth is a building time. However, everything that we give them in their childhood are materials that they will use to build their character. Home influences, teaching, school, church, friends, family, or whoever, whatever they encounter is possible character building material. Is that terrifying or exciting? Probably a little bit of both. I'm excited for who my little girls are going to become, but I'm also a little terrified because I don't want to give them something bad, you know? And I know I have to remind myself of the truth that even if I do it perfectly, that doesn't mean anything. But I do want to walk faithfully in doing the best job that I can, empowered by the Spirit. In the book, Karen Andriola, she uses the example of a seamstress or a carpenter and how they use a pattern or a blueprint to build something. So what is our blueprint? It's the Bible. It's the Word of God. Christ is our perfect pattern. So I don't have to fear. I can look at God's word and say, all right, this is the perfect pattern. Jesus, you are the perfect pattern. Not only should I model my life after yours, but I can teach my little girls to do the same. So a few aspects of godly character that she walks through are obedience, beauty, the tongue, a sunny disposition, truthfulness, and sincerity. So obedience. Obviously, we want all of our children to be obedient. What's really cool is that as we teach them to obey us as their parents, they can learn how to obey God. Unfortunately, also, if we teach them that they don't have to obey us, they also learn that they don't have to obey God. Now, that's not a perfect equation, but that's an observation as well as something that we can work towards their obedience to us as well as their obedience to God. So what's interesting about this, though, is that there are two different types of obedience. We can obey out of obligation or duty, or we can obey out of love and obey because it is right. It is not right. It is not right to hit your sibling. It is right to love them. We want them to learn to obey that command because it is right, as well as we want them to obey us out of love, out of a right kind of fear, but not out of like a wrong kind of fear. I don't want to, I think it's good and right to, I don't want to disappoint mommy or daddy, but I'm scared that it's going to be awful if I don't do what they tell me to do. Rather, I hope that they will say, okay, mommy and daddy have my good, my best interests at heart, so whatever they've told me to do must be something good, so I will do it. Beauty. I really enjoyed this chapter because as a girl, I struggled with beauty. I still struggle with beauty, and I'm sure we all did and do because of just what we see. And we can compare ourselves to others, to TV, to magazines, and see something that is, quote, beautiful. And if we do not look like that, we are then not beautiful. I enjoyed how she talked about keeping yourself. You know, it is okay to keep yourself kept. That makes sense. To do your hair, wear nice clothes, care about your appearance, but care more about the inner person of the heart. It makes me think of 1 Peter, I think it's 1 verse 3 that talks about adorning the inner person of the heart. That's where imperishable beauty is. And that is what's precious in God's sight. I'm reminded of how in a few chapters ago, Karen talks about how childhood and girlhood is precious. So I hear that word again. It is precious in God's sight. Not saying that a woman who adorns the inner person of her heart is not precious, but I think a little bit more about God looking at a little girl saying, "Ah, that is precious, that she cares about her insides more than she does her outside. She cares about what matters to me, and that's what matters to her." Wouldn't it be amazing to see little girls that truly care about who they become, that focus on their character, that they are women of honesty and sincerity and purity and love and humility, as well as they keep themselves kept on the outside. And of course, we see a little person, a grown person, whomever, we just see a human who is just full of love on the inside, and that just makes them even more beautiful on the outside. I think we know this to be true, whether we want to admit it or not. We know that to be true. And then the tongue. A sign of maturity is to tame one's tongue. Tame one's tongue in the sense of not using it for evil, but also specifically planning to use it for good. That we want to say things that build each other up, that are kind, that are loving, that are gentle, rather than harsh words filled with anger and selfishness and bitterness. Little kids are known for saying mean things. Oy, and they're honest in their meanness. But it'd be so cool to see a 12-year-old that is considerate and kind all the time. Obviously, not perfect, but all the time in different settings, not just with family, but with friends. Excuse me. Not just with family, but with friends and teacher. Okay. Excuse me. I think I'm done now. And then a sunny disposition. I think of Annie. You're never fully dressed without a smile. A smile! Oh, rather than little kid just frowning all the time. Angry about who knows what or not happy about who knows what. But, oh my goodness, a smile just brings smiles to other people's faces. They just do. Happy little kids make happy little people, make happy everybody. I am known for smiling. Sometimes I smile walking down the street, so my husband says. I like smiles. I think we all like smiles. Smiles maybe are just an outward expression of what's going on in your heart. Maybe it's an outward expression of what you want to happen inside your heart. Maybe it's for you. Maybe the smile is for someone else. Who knows? Letting happiness be a part of your character. Little girls. Truthfulness. Oh, it is easy to tell a lie, it is hard to tell the truth. Sometimes it takes more courage to tell the truth, doesn't it? Sometimes it takes me more courage to tell the truth. It's scary sometimes. I am afraid of the consequence if I've done something wrong. I am afraid of hurting people's feelings. I'm afraid of being misunderstood. There's just so much fear attached to telling the truth, but yet at the same time, Jesus says there's so much freedom in the truth. The truth will set you free, he says. Wouldn't we love our little children, our girls and boys, to be free, to experience freedom, to not be bound by lies that they tell or they hear or they share or whatever, but be bound in the freedom of truth? Truth, obviously, that doesn't hurt people's feelings, that are like, I don't like your hair. Not that kind of truth. But just the truth of what's happening, who they are, what's going on. If they've been hurt, sharing that truth with someone rather than hiding it or letting it fester. And that makes me, it kind of ties into the next one, which is sincerity. Being honest with yourself and with others. I think it's also scary to tell the truth to yourself sometimes. Especially if we don't like what we see in us. But I know for me, it's very easy to have a different life at home than at school, than at church. I was not honest about who I was or who I wasn't all the time. Like, there was no real consistency in my character. I think on the outside as a little girl, I looked like a obedient, sweet, kind, beautiful, you know, person, which is true about me. But I think also, what was also true is that I lied and I cheated in school and I sought out my physical beauty. I did not think or pay attention to my character. I wanted to please others. I did not think about pleasing the Lord. Sometimes obeyed my parents out of love, sometimes out of duty, sometimes I didn't obey them at all, and I didn't think about obeying them. Like, if you catch my drift, like, sometimes I just did, but like, it wasn't a thought process. I think about character as a thought process. This is something these little girls and boys choose. I didn't choose who I wanted to be. I was just doing things and walking around and living, and it was very interesting. Like, I didn't feel like I found purpose and began to make a choice about who I wanted to be and who I didn't want to be until I started a relationship with Jesus my freshman year of college, which I guess was my movement into girlhood. And so maybe that was, you know, I was still building and deciding, I like this, but I also like this, but this, you know, this builds into something stable, this doesn't build into something good, and this just falls apart. And maybe high school, middle school time is just figuring things out and trial and error. I don't know. But I know it was just like, man, I am struggling with character, and I didn't even know it. Now I think I'm being more intentional about who I want to be and what characteristics I want to define me, as well as less about this, but as well as how people perceive me, because I want to love them, but I also want them to feel loved by me, you know? I don't want to think I'm loving people and people are like, man, Jamie is so blah, you know? And I mean, sometimes I can't control that. But at the end of the day, I do know that one thing I'm more focused on now is I want to please God rather than people. Am I perfect at that? No. But I definitely can see how the character has switched and how I've begun to make a choice in who I want to be. And I'm grateful. It could have never happened. I just wonder, man, what would that have looked like if it happened sooner? Or if I think about my little girls, what would that look like if they chose who they wanted to be in the Lord, in my home? Wow, that'd be so cool. Can I pray over you? Father, I just thank you so much for who you are. I thank you that you're good. I thank you that you give us time to think about our past and think about our present, and walk with you into the future. Help us to just faithfully walk with you. And as we learn about girlhood and look at our girlhood, help us to not create pictures in our mind of who we want our children to be, but ask you who you've already created them to be and partner with you to help them get there. It's a different way of looking at parenting, and I believe that's the way that you've called us to do it. So empower us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you got a habit, please write a review. I would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, please tune in next week to continue this journey to girlhood. And Noah, would you like to say hi? Can you say hi?
Melinda and Micah.
Oh, is Micah sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we love you all. From Noah, Brynn, and myself, we will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families.
Daddy, you want to talk?
Mm-hmm. We love you guys.
Bye.